you can find other hot, erotic, feminization hypnosis MP3s just like this one at www.MizDominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA. TG Spiral Milking. Now I want you to get nice and comfortable. Nice and comfortable. Sitting in a chair or lying in the bed. I want you to wear loose, comfortable clothing. No shoes. A simple t-shirt and shorts. Or maybe a pair of tight, shiny pantyhose encasing your legs. So smooth and sexy, a little satin sleeve camisole and lacy panties are even better wear nothing at all. If the weather is cold, you can bundle up naked beneath a blanket or a comforter. And if the weather is hot, you can lie down on the cool sheets, all the other bedding pushed aside, nice and naked and warm. That's the way I like to sleep. In the nude. So I can trail my long red fingernails down my breasts, circling my nipples, getting them so hard. It feels so good to play with your nipples, doesn't it? My little sissy slut. Yes. Slowly caressing my breasts, trailing down to my rib cage. Down to my smooth belly, circling around and around my navel, digging a fingernail in and wiggling it in my belly button. I can feel it in my clit. Oh yes, there's a direct connection. You have it too, don't you, little sissy slut? Take a slow, deep breath as you wiggle your finger in your belly button, feeling the tingling sensation answering from between your legs. You feel like such a silly little girl, but it feels so good. Now slowly exhale as you trail your fingers back up over your stomach, over your rib cage, and squeeze your breasts. Pinch your hard nipples. It feels so good. Breasts and nipples feel so good. Breathe in again, girl, and watch, Dominica. Watch me as I caress myself, gently rubbing the palms of my hands down to my hips, inward, over my soft thighs, and breathe out as I bring my fingers together between my legs over my wet pussy. Continue breathing as you watch me, slut. Watch me, slut. Watch me, sissy slut. You think about this all the time, don't you? You think about how Dominica sleeps. You wonder how long I tease myself, pulling my pussy lips apart, digging my fingernails into my labia, gently rubbing my clit. How long before I reach down beside the bed and snap my fingers and command my slave to crawl out from under the bed and start pleasuring your mistress with your hot tongue, with your hands, maybe even with your cock. Yes, I like to tease myself, but even more, I like to tease you, my little sissy slut. Feel yourself dropping down deeper and deeper into trance. Every time I repeat my backdoor trigger, sissy slut, sissy slut, sissy slut. Yes, your mind opens instantly to Domenica. Sissy slut. Instantly. Sissy slut. Helpless and obedient, awaiting further instructions, dropping deeper and deeper, you find yourself obsessed. Obsessed with Domenica. Obsessed with coming. Your hands drop down between your legs, but you can't do anything, can you? I know. I keep your little clitty cock all locked up all the time. You cannot touch it. You can never touch your sex except to wash it. And when you do, you drop into a deep trance and your hands feel numb. You get yourself all clean and shave off all the pubic hairs and then you forget. You can't remember touching it. You feel me locking up your cock and balls again so tight. In the little cage, you can't remember what it felt like to touch them, can you? Sissy slut. And you can never come unless you have permission. Sissy slut. You must beg to get permission. And so often you hear me reply, not now, later, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. You cannot remember anymore how long it has been. How long it's been since the last time I let you come. You forget so many things. Feminization amnesia, yes. I make you forget. And you love my control. You love it that you cannot remember. Oh, but you need to come. You want to come. You dream about me commanding you to masturbate. You find your legs encased in nice tight pantyhose. Wearing a pair of pretty girly panties, satin panties with lace trim. And a little ribbon tied in a bow just above your crotch. You look so sexy, my little sissy slut. Sissy slut. Dressed in nothing but tight, shiny clothes. Sissy slut. Pretty, frilly little panties. Sissy slut. Feel the hose become even tighter on your legs. Sissy slut. My little sissy slut. Sissy slut. Feel the panties riding up between your ass cheeks. So tight. Pushing that butt plug deeper into your ass. Holding it in there so tight. Oh, baby. Filling you. Yes, you try not to think about it, sissy slut. Because when you think about that dildo, oh, so far up your ass, your hips begin to rock gently. Gently, gently, hips rocking forward and back. Forward and back. Forward and back. You like to rock forward and back, don't you? Yes. Keep your hands at your sides, my little sissy slave. Oh, I know. You want to touch your nipples. You want to squeeze them, pinch them, and pull on them, stretching your nipples. Feeling them grow so large, so long and thick, you want to masturbate. The only way you can, rubbing and pinching your nipples, feeling the plug thrust deeper and deeper into your ass. Yes, you need to play with your nipples because you cannot touch your senses. Your little clitoris is all locked up, encased inside a shield of metal and plastic. Denied. Inaccessible. Sissy slut needs to masturbate. Needs to masturbate. Needs to masturbate. But right now you can't move your hands. You can only imagine. You know what it feels like. You touch your nipples every day, every chance you can get. At home, even at work. When you know nobody else can see, in the restroom stall sitting, you always sit to pee, always sit to pee. You always sit down to pee, feeling yourself dropping down into a deep hypnotic trance. Dominica's deep hypnotic trance, dropping deep down. Playing with your breasts, squeezing them, caressing your long, thick nipples, rolling them, pulling them, twisting your nipples, stretching them longer, digging your fingernails into them and squeezing. Pleasure and pain. Pleasure and pain. It drives you deeper into trance. Hands at your sides. Just listen. Pleasure and pain. Sleep. Masturbate. Hands at your sides. Masturbate in your mind. Only sleep. Only in your mind. Sleep. Squeeze and pull. Sleep. Masturbate. Squeeze and pull. Sleep. Sissy slut must obey Dominica. That's right. You reply, I must obey Dominica. You must obey. I must obey Dominica. You must obey. Deeper and deeper. Sleep. Unable to move. Sleep. Listen to my voice and sleep. Now close your eyes and see my crystal spinning before you. Watch the pretty colors, baby. That's it. Watch them sparkling, spinning, glittering, flashing into your eyes. Yellow, green, purple, blue, deeper and deeper into trance. Pleasure and pain sparkling and flashing and spinning, taking you deeper into sleep, deeper into pleasure, deeper into pleasure and pain, deeper into denial. I deny your orgasm. Day after day, clitty-cock all locked up, clitty-cock all locked, clitty-cock. Forever locked. Dominica's sissy slut. Dominica's sissy slut. You stare at my crystal spinning and flashing. Mind empty. Mind so empty. Mind forever empty. You have lost the ability to think. Dominica does the thinking for you. Dominica does all your thinking for you. Sleep deep and obey. Sleep deep and obey. Sissy slut must crave. Sissy slut must always obey. Sissy slut craves to obey. You crave to obey. You need my control. You need Dominica's control. And I do control you. I control you. I control everything about you. You find the only way you can come. Now is listening to my voice, listening to me command you to come when you have permission only. On my MP3s or on the phone, you need to listen to my MP3s more and more and more of my MP3s because you just can't get enough. You can't get enough of my voice. You can't get enough of my words. You crave to hear my voice command you to come. And if you have permission, you feel the waves of an intense orgasm roll through your mind, shaking your body. 100 times better than any physical orgasm. 1,000 times stronger. You crave those hypnotic orgasms. But without my permission, your body cannot come. You just can't do it. You just can't. You become obsessed with listening to my voice. Listening to me command you to come even when you can't. You masturbate on my command, squeeze and pull, getting so close. But when I command you to come, you stop. Automatically, you stop. Unless you have permission. You just can't do it. You just can't cross over that line. You beg again. I love to hear you beg. Please, Mistress Domenica. Just a little, just a tiny drop. And I answer, no come. You need to come. No come. You need to come. Sleep. You need to sleep. 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 You need to come. You dream about me. Every night you dream about Domenica, finding yourself kneeling on the floor, staring up into my eyes, squeezing your nipples helplessly, mindlessly. Your tongue sticks out of your mouth, licking up and down, back and forth, aching to lick my pussy, aching to flick your stiff little tongue over Domenica's clit. You can smell my perfume. You crave to taste my pussy. So close to an orgasm, just seconds away, you pinch your nipples harder and harder until you're just about to come, and then you stop. Squeeze them again, pinch them, rock your hips, feeling the plug thrusting into your ass so good, so thick and deep inside of you, pushing in and out, look up into my eyes, my spiral green eyes, you must obey, that's right. You reply, I must obey, Domenica, good girl. Responding to my trigger just gets you closer. You look so cute with your little pink tongue pointing out of your mouth, flicking left and right, up and down, back and forth, squeezing your nipples, rocking your hips so close, so very fucking close. You begin to feel the cum building, pressurizing inside of your balls, inside your little clitty cock, and you stop. You can't help it. You stop. You don't have permission. Your hands drop to your side, your hips stop rocking. Orgasm denied. Orgasm beyond your reach. You cannot do it without my permission. Oh, but you begin squeezing your nipples again, rocking your hips again. Instantly, you are seconds away from coming. Just another squeeze, just another pump in your slutty little hips. And just before you come, you awaken from your dream and squirt. Always unable to come, but the bed is wet, squirt, covered with your fluids, milked out of you, milked and dribbling out of you, squirt. No pumping, no pulsing, just a slow, wet stream of hot liquid, no orgasm. But the pressure between your legs has been relieved. The tightness is gone, isn't it? The ache is gone. For a while. You have wet dreams like this all the time, don't you? Over and over and over again, dreams where you squirt. That word squirt is so strong. It becomes stronger every time you hear it, every time you listen to this MP3. It drains every drop of fluid from you, every drop of milky fluid instantly. Flowing out of your tiny cock, flowing without letting you come, dripping out of your cock onto your bed, onto your panties, spreading into your trousers, getting you wet. No matter where you are, no matter who you are with, you get instantly wet. You just can't help it. Yellow, green, purple, blue, watch the flashing crystal. The colors are the only thing inside your mind, inside your empty, empty mind, sissy slut, sissy slut, sissy slut. You find yourself back again, at Dominica's TG finishing school and mind control institute. Yes, you find yourself standing in the lobby. A dozen sissy boys transformed into girls standing side by side facing the wall. Facing the big double doors, all dressed in your little schoolgirl uniforms, plaid skirts, white blouses and shoes, tight hose and bra underneath, clitty cock all locked. The lights slowly change. A little brighter here, a little darker there, yellow in the corner, green near the floor. The colors fade one into another. A gentle purple light appears, spreading down from the ceiling, down, down, down toward the floor. And it fades. The entire room gently changes to blue. Sky blue. Obey. Deepening to a darker blue. Obey. Deepening to a darker shade of royal blue. Obey. You must obey. You must obey. That's right. You must obey, Dominica. The room changes to yellow again. Your mind is so slow, so empty. You might have blinked. You do not remember when the room changed. You do not remember anything at all. You do not think. Your eyes slowly close, slowly, slowly. The upper lids just touching the lower lids, they feel so good together, so warm. You like it when your eyes close. Feel so good. Warm and tranquil and sleepy. Your eyes slowly open. Just a little. Letting in the tiniest glimmer of green light. Then a little more. The room is purple now. You did not notice the change. Eyes wide open, looking at the blue walls. Your long, slow blink is complete. Blue, you must obey. I must obey, Dominica. And your eyes begin to close again in another long, slow blink. You feel a touch on your left arm and your eyes open to see two beautiful women. They are dressed in nurses' uniforms, all of white rubber, with a big red cross on the front. Long white rubber gloves cover their hands. And their arms up, 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 almost to their shoulders. Their legs are encased in white hose, so shiny. It seems to shimmer. You see little badges on their uniforms. One says Nurse Jessica, and the other says Nurse Tina. And Jessica smiles at you and gently tugs at your arm. Yes, you are next. Tina takes your right hand and pulls you towards the big double doors. Follow, sissy slut. Follow both of my rubber nurses and walk into Dominica's training room. You can hear their white high-heeled shoes click, click, click on the hardwood floor. Jessica's ass wiggles as she walks. So sexy. So delicious. You find yourself imitating her. Wiggling your ass as you walk, feeling the butt plug slide deeper into you with every little step. You hear the doors close behind you as you follow, 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 deeper into the training room. Click, 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 click. over to the large easy chair covered with leather in the center of the room. It's like a dentist's chair, so large and comfortable. They guide you towards the chair, but before they let you sit down, Tina slowly opens your blouse and button by button and helps slip you out of it. She carefully folds your top and sets it on the metal tray nearby. Then she undoes the catch on your bra and sets that aside as well, letting your titties hang free. It feels so good for your full, round breasts to be out of the tight bra. Feel their weight pulling on your chest. Smell the scent of your own perfume rising from your naked breasts. You want to reach up and squeeze your nipples, but Tina takes hold of both your hands, gently but firmly keeping you from touching yourself. Jessica reaches around your waist and unzips your plaid schoolgirl skirt, sliding it down your legs. She helps you slip out of your skirt and folds it and puts it with the rest of your clothes, leaving you dressed in just your panties, pantyhose, and white pumps. And one more thing before you sit down. Tina continues to hold your hands while Jessica pulls on the front of your panties and pantyhose. She pulls them down and hooks the front edge under your cock and palms, under your cock cage. Feel the front edge of the panties and the hose pressing up against the base of your crotch, against the underside of your balls, pushing into you so hard. Butt plug in your ass, panties and hose pressing into you from the front, pressing into you. Fucking you, sex encased in steel and plastic, unreachable, ass so filled with the thick, thick plug. You must obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica. Tina and Jessica guide you to sit down in the chair. The twist of a knob, the pull of a lever, and you hear the mechanical hum as the chair tilts back, reclining, lowering your head and raising your legs. The leather is so soft and yielding. You seem to sink into the chair, all your muscles relaxing, sinking deeper and deeper. You can feel something happening to your arms and legs. You can feel my nurses wrapping leather straps around your wrists and ankles, can't you? Pulling them tight, but not too tight. Buckling the straps, binding you firmly to the chair, holding your legs apart, tying you down. But it doesn't matter. The chair feels so soft, so good. The pressure against the base of your clitty cock, the plug in your ass, they feel so good, so firm, so full. Sink down into the chair. Sink down into the chair. Sink. Look up towards the ceiling and watch the crystal above the chair. The colors slowly change. The lights in the room slowly change. Yellow, green, purple, blue. Watch and relax. Watch and relax. Sink down into the chair. Relax and feel the colors empty in your mind. Empty your mind. Feels so good to be empty. Feels so good. Good to be empty. Good to be empty. No thoughts. You only obey. Relax. Mind quiet and empty. You only obey. 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 Your eyes slowly begin to close again. In a long, slow blink. Open your eyes just a little. Yellow, glittering and spinning and shining. A little more green, sparkling and shimmering and flashing. Wider, purple, flickering and dazzling in your eyes, your mind, your empty mind. And eyes wide open, blue, 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 blue. You must obey Dominica. I must obey Dominica. Deeper and deeper, Sissy Slut, deeper and deeper asleep. You hear the clicking of my boots before you see me. You smell my perfume before you see me. You feel the heat of my skin near yours before you see me. Open your eyes, Sissy Slut. Open your empty slave eyes and look at your mistress, Dominica. I am dressed in all rubber like my nurses, but my uniform is a bright pink color. A tight pink rubber miniskirt with a big white cross on the front, my full-length black rubber gloves and my tight, high black leather boots only accentuate the bright pink color of my dress. The rubber dress so tight, so shiny on my body. It's cut so low in the front. My breasts look ready to pop out of the top at any moment, don't they? I lean close to you, giving you a long look at my breasts and the deep, dark cleavage between them. The scent of my rubber clothing adds a chemical sharpness to the smell of my perfume. Look up, Sissy Slut. Look up from my breasts and into my eyes, my beautiful green spiral eyes. The pressure in your cock suddenly increases, aching with need. Your little clitty cock gets hard inside its chastity, squeezed inside its tiny cage. So much pressure, like you're going to burst open. My spiral eyes, look into my spiral eyes, green spiral eyes. Does my little Sissy Slut need to come? You nod your head, too stupefied to speak. Your hips begin rocking, and the butt plug begins to slide inside your ass, in and out. Oh, good girl. And when I say good girl, you feel an explosion inside of your head, an explosion inside your sex. It just feels too good. You moan. Let me hear you moan, girl, moan. And your body shakes in a convulsion of pleasure. You cannot resist. Your arms and legs pull at the leather straps. Such pleasure, such arousal. Good girl. Oh, but you cannot move. So deeply conditioned for pleasure and pain and obedience. I have more training for you, my pet. You see me reach over to the metal tray. I pick up a little box with buttons, a remote control, and I press a button. A panel opens up in the ceiling, and a small computer screen slowly drops down, 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 stopping just in front of you. I click another button and the screen lights up and a spiral appears on it. A simple curving line. Listen to me, Sissy Slut. Watch the spiral spinning, spinning, spinning. Drawing your eyes towards the center. Drawing your mind down, 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 deep into trance. You find the spiral so arousing, so stimulating. Your mind starts to go to sleep, 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 Your little clitty cock starts getting hard inside the chastity. Sleep. Hard inside its little cock cage. Sleep. The spiral is like my eyes. Sleep. You instantly want to come. You instantly drop into trance. Sleep. So aroused and so sleepy. Sleep. You want to touch yourself looking at the spiral. You need to touch yourself looking at the spiral. The spiral makes you need to come. Spiral makes you need to masturbate. Feel Jessica and Tina releasing the leather straps on your hands, leaving your legs still bound to the chair. Look at the spiral, sissy slut, spinning and spinning and spinning so good, so pretty. Now reach up and squeeze your nipples. That's right. Watch the spiral and play with your nipples, honey. Squeeze and pull. Squeeze and pull, stretching your nipples, making them larger and larger. They get so long, so thick. Squeeze and pull. Sleep. Watch the spiral spinning and spinning as you squeeze and pull. Sleep. Masturbating with your nipples. Sleep. Masturbating with your nipples. Sleep. Watch the spiral. Squeeze and pull. Pinch. Pinch your nipples hard and pull them. So good. Your little clitty cock begins oozing pre-cum so wet. So very wet, hard and tight inside your little cock cage. Masturbate. Watch the spiral squeeze and pull. Fingers so tight, nipples so sore. The panties press into your crotch. The plug thrusts deep into your ass. Watch the spiral taking you down, down, down into sleep. The more aroused you get, the sleepier you become. The sleepier you become, the more aroused you get. Pleasure and pain. Squeeze and pull. You must obey. That's right, you must obey, Dominica. Watch the spiral. Legs spread wide open. Clitty cock dripping. So aroused and sleepy, sleepy and aroused. Almost there. Squeeze and pull. Stop. Oh, caught again. Sleep. Caught moments before your orgasm. Sleep. Orgasm. Sleep. Orgasm. Sleep. You need to come. Sleep. You need to sleep. Sleep. Watch the spiral. Watch it spin around and around and around, keeping your mind so empty, keeping your sex so aroused. All spirals affect you this way, just a little. But my spirals hit you so hard. You need all of my spirals, don't you? Dominica's spirals make you fall asleep instantly. You need to masturbate. Your hands rise up to your nipples and begin to squeeze. Roll your nipples. Pull on them, making them bigger. They look so perky, so female, so pretty. Rock your hips. Instantly so very close again. When you masturbate, squeeze and pull. You must recite, I must obey Dominica over and over and over again. Squeeze and pull, I must obey Dominica. Squeeze and pull, I must obey Dominica. Pinch, squeeze and pull, pleasure and pain. I must obey Dominica. The spiral pulls you so deep, you find yourself needing to masturbate. Wanting to masturbate, craving to masturbate. Watch the spiral. spinning and spinning and spinning. Squeeze and pull. I must obey Domenica deeper. I must obey Domenica deeper. I must obey Domenica deeper. You find yourself dropping into trance whenever you masturbate. And you want to masturbate every chance you get. You would masturbate all the time if you could. Squeezing your nipples, pulling them, pumping your hips, reciting, I must obey Domenica, seeing the spiral, hearing me command you to masturbate, masturbate, masturbate. But you have a job. Friends and family, even though you are my sissy slut, you have responsibilities. And that's okay. I want you to take care of those things. It pleases Domenica that you keep your job and that you take care of your family. You can stop masturbating for a while to take care of all these things. But you think about it all the time, don't you? You want to masturbate all the time. You want to squeeze and pull your nipples, pinch them so hard, and recite, I must obey Domenica, dropping deeper and deeper into trance. Watch the spiral and squeeze, pull, pinch. So good. And every time you get close to coming, you stop. You just can't help yourself. You stop. The pressure builds and builds in your little cock and balls so strong. But you just can't come. You see my spiral, green eyes staring into yours. You cannot think. All you can do is gaze into my spiral green eyes. And watch them spin. Spin like the spirals. You roll your nipples, chanting your devotion. I must obey Domenica. And dropping straight into trance. You're instantly 1 second away from orgasm and you stay there. For minutes. For hours. Fingers squeezing and pulling. I must obey Domenica. Hips pumping. Hips pumping. Fingernails digging into your nipples, so close, so fucking close. You stop every time. You can't help yourself. You're not in control. Domenica controls. I control you. I make you masturbate over and over, unable to stop, until just before you're about to come, and then you stop. Even when you're not masturbating, you can feel the liquid, the wet, sloshy liquid between your legs. You feel like you're just about to spurt. Your clitty cock keeps pulsing and pulsing and pulsing all day long inside that cock cage all day long, reminding you how much you crave to masturbate, how much you crave to squeeze and pull. Pinch. So close to orgasm. So close. Just another pull on your nipples. Just another pinch on your nipples. Stop. You can't do it. You just can't do it. You ache for relief. You beg me to come. But I won't let you. I won't let you. But I'm not cruel. Domenica is not cruel or heartless. No. I'll grant you some relief, my pet. Yes, what I will do is milk you. You want to be milked. You crave to be milked. Remember those nights, those wet dreams, waking up with all that hot fluid oozing out of your cock without an orgasm? Without coming. Squeeze and pull. Feel the pressure building, the hot, hot pressure building. Squeeze and pull. Stop. Squirt. Now squirt. You feel a new sensation between your legs squirt. It feels so strange. So very strange. Inside the cock cage, your clitty cock goes soft. Completely soft. Completely soft. But it tingles. It seems to shake and quiver like an earthquake is building up inside of your balls. Inside your belly. And then suddenly you squirt. The fluid oozes out. It flows out in a long, steady stream. The hot, milky fluid simply dribbles out of your little cock. Your little locked, clitty cock. Your orgasm denied. Denied. But your fluid squirts out, dripping and dribbling. Come denied. But the pressure is released. Squirted out. Milked out. You feel drained and empty. I milk you with my commands. I milk you with my words. I milk you with my spirals. Draining you. Emptying you. Seducing you. You are going to find yourself listening to this MP3 again. And again. And again. And craving to see every one of my spirals. And every time the word squirt will grow stronger. Every time a little stronger. And you crave to hear me command you to squirt, don't you? Because your little clitty cock drips and squirts instantly every time. When you are asleep, when you are awake, inside your panties, milking you, making you dribble, making you drip. Making you squirt. It happens only when I say it. Only when Dominica says it. If anybody else says the trigger word, you simply cannot release. It doesn't work. Only when Ms. Dominica says squirt can you be milked, releasing all that pressure. Oh, so good. Look up into my beautiful green eyes, slave, and listen to my voice. Listen carefully. You need me to milk you over and over and over again, keeping you from coming, making you unable to come any way but Dominica's way, unable to come any time but when I grant you my permission. I keep your body from coming for longer and longer periods of time, and you find yourself craving it, craving those long, long waits, because craving my control, yes, is so yummy. And as you crave to come, they become so much stronger, 100 times stronger. Than any time your body comes, 1,000 times stronger. And you can come only with my permission. You can never come without my permission. You're going to have to beg for my permission. Beg, slave. You must always beg. In a minute, I'm going to awaken you, and you're going to want to tell everybody about this MP3, but you're not going to be able to remember any details. No, my little sissy slave, your memory is gone again, erased by feminization amnesia. You love it when I make you forget, when I control your mind, when I erase your memories. You love it when you try to remember and find yourself losing track. You find yourself unable to say just what it was that you were trying to recall, like a name you know so well, but cannot remember. Just at the tip of your tongue, but you forget. You simply cannot remember what happened. You don't know. You do not know. You cannot remember. But you do know how much you enjoyed being milked. You begin fantasizing about it, dreaming about it, crave it. Feel my nurses unbind your legs, releasing you, But you can't get up yet, slave. You have one more task to perform. That's right. Your pretty tummy is covered with wet, milky liquid. Now reach down with your hand, sissy slave, and spread it all over your tummy, all over your chest and your breasts. Rub it into your sore nipples. It feels so good soaking into your nipples, so sore from all that pinching, so very sore. You love the feel of it soaking into your skin, making it feel better and cooler, so soft and smooth. The perfect skin lotion. Now lick your fingers, sissy slut. You can't help yourself, can you? No. I command you to lick your fingers, and your hands go instantly to your mouth, lapping your tongue over your fingertips, your palms, anywhere there might be a drop of that delicious fluid. Good girl. Ooh. You love the taste. It tastes musky and sweet at the same time. You find yourself becoming addicted to the flavor, addicted to the scent. You want to squirt again, don't you? Yes, look up at the spiral. Start squeezing your nipples, still slippery from your own milky fluids. Oh, it feels so good to pinch your nipples. You find yourself masturbating again, whispering, I must obey the monkey. The spiral is just too strong. It's too strong a trigger. You cannot resist. The spiral makes you want to masturbate. All spirals make you need to masturbate. Squeeze and pull. I masturbate, Monica. Squeeze and pull. I masturbate, Monica. Squeeze and pull. Pinch. Instantly close to an orgasm. Masturbate. I masturbate, Monica. Masturbate. I masturbate, Monica. Closer. Closer, closer, almost there. Stop. Your hands stop. Yes, you drop your hands obediently to your sides. Now squirt. Oh, that feels so good to squirt. That's right. Your little clitty cock simply oozes more liquid without letting you come. I milk you over and over, even without touching you. While you stare into the spiral, forced to masturbate, unable to come. Squirt, unable to come. Squirt, never feeling that release, those waves of pleasure rolling through your mind, rippling through your body, not without my permission. But I drain you, I milk you, I make you squirt. Dominica's little sissy slut. Milked, empty, and helpless. Milked, empty, and helpless. Pressure gone for a little while. Already needing to masturbate again, aren't you? Now forget. Forget, sissy slut. On the count of three, you will wake up completely drained, humbled, and still craving an orgasm. Unable to remember anything that happened in this MP3. And craving to hear it again. Craving to listen again. Craving to hear this MP3 all over again. Forget and crave. Forget and crave amnesia. You love feminization amnesia. You can't remember. You don't want to remember. You love being unable to remember. One, becoming aware of your surroundings. Your hands begin rising up to your chest. Two, stretching and taking a deep breath, yawning a little. Feeling so good. Touching your nipples and beginning to squeeze them in three. Squeezing your nipples and pinching them, so horny and needing to come. You need to listen to this MP3 again. You need to pinch your nipples. You need to come. You need Dominica to milk you. One more time. Wide awake.